Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Margaret Brennan, nice enough to share Friday mornings with us here on WCCO as we get set to watch her on Channel 4 on WCCO television Sunday morning on Face the Nation. Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Very well. Good to join you.
Well, always great to talk to you. And I just really am curious your reaction to the White House Press Secretary, Sarah Sanders, whose tenure was marked by an announcement yesterday that she's going to move on.
Yeah. Sarah Sanders says it's time for her to go back with her family to Arkansas. Some speculation that maybe she'd enter politics herself. We haven't heard from Sarah much lately. She had stopped the daily press briefings that had been a staple of past White Houses. And this is the challenge of being anyone in the role of communications at the Trump White House. The president likes to be his own communicator. And really, Sarah's job had kind of morphed into being more of an advisor. She is someone who gave counsel to the president. He listened to her. When she was, of course, at the podium, she did tussle with reporters, as all spokespeople do, but she really came under a lot of scrutiny and a lot of fire because of contradictions between things she'd say, facts, policies, all the things that have become kind of part of the daily grind in covering the Trump administration.
Yeah, that was interesting as to, well, and of course, speaking to the president, kind of being his own press secretary yesterday, he said some things, and what are the ramifications this morning of all of that?
Well, he said a lot of things yesterday. He of course, thanked Sarah for all her service going back to the campaign. In terms of some of what developed yesterday, I'd say one of the more significant things is the developing situation with Iran. The president tweeted that it was clearly not time to be talking with Iran and that Iran doesn't think they should be talking to us. This was a rejection by the Supreme Leader of Iran of President Trump's request to sit down and talk to him. This is interesting timing because it was one of our allies, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who personally delivered a message from President Trump asking Iran to start negotiating on the very same day we saw these two tankers attacked in the region, and now that is leading to U.S. accusations that Iran is behind those attacks.
Yeah, apparently video evidence, is that right?
Well, the Pentagon and U.S. Central Command have been communicating and releasing information to the press, including these pictures, some video as well of items being attached to the hull of a ship, and according to the U.S., these were mines, some kind of mine that exploded. One of the pieces that didn't was captured on film as the U.S. says Iranian forces rowed up on a boat, took it off, and rowed right away so that there wasn't hard evidence left behind that their fingerprints might be on this attack. U.S. allies are voicing some skepticism, saying we need more hard evidence. We want to know how and why the U.S. came to such a quick conclusion that it was Iran behind this and what the motivation would have been. You know, Iran really needs oil sales right now. Pushing up the price of oil might help them out, but attacking one of their best customers, Japan, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I saw their defense minister says they have no intention of sending troops to respond to those attacks.
Right. Both the U.S. and Iran officially sort of don't have a grounding here. You know, the U.S., this wasn't an American ship. Neither of them were. This is a civilian tanker. The U.S. says it wants to protect the waterways so, you know, a third of the world's oil passes through this area so they can keep that going. But right now, military response is not the first foot forward. But with both sides refusing to talk, all of this tension going back to the president's decision to pull out of that 2015 accord to freeze Iran's nuclear program, things just keep devolving.
Here we go, June 26th and 27th in Miami already, the Democratic presidential campaign opening debates.
Yes, we will see, you know, of the two dozen candidates, those who have qualified to meet the debate stage, less than a handful, I think two or three have not qualified for it. One of them who is a standout thus far in the race is Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend will be joining me on Sunday on Face the Nation. He rolled out his foreign policy vision. We want to talk to him about how he seeks to differentiate himself on this crowded field.
Who else? Do you know Margaret yet? Have you been contacted yet as to if you'll be hosting debates? I'm going to assume you'll be in the mix at some point on that.
Well, CBS hasn't announced that or rolled that out yet, so I think we're all waiting to see. But these Democratic debates, I think NBC has the first one at the end of the month. We'll all be watching it, certainly, and covering it. Because this is just going to be a fascinating thing. The Democrats are really arguing with each other over how to define the party, whether it's generational change, as Mayor Pete says the party needs, or whether it's restoration, as Joe Biden promises, or revolution, as Bernie Sanders wants to see.
Well, you know, I think, aren't you having Senator Cotton on from Arkansas, too? I thought about that when I think about Sarah Sanders and going back to Arkansas.
Yeah, you're right. Well, there are a lot of people we're looking at right now to try to see what is the lead story. At the moment, Iran, and certainly Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas who had served in the Army, has long been a skeptic, long been critical of any kind of deal with Iran, will be joining us on Face the Nation. He is an ally of the administration, and we want to hear what he thinks happens next here, because tensions are really high right now. Even though both sides say they don't want a military conflict, the degree of miscalculation that could happen when you see this kind of military buildup and these kinds of incidents raises a lot of concern.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.